Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The way I often put it, and this will take about 30 seconds, is we do need to be purpose-driven. But before you can be purpose-driven, you first of all need to be passion-driven. In other words, there needs to be a passion burning in your heart for the purpose if you're ever going to stick it out with the purpose. So you can't stay purpose-driven unless, first of all, there's the fire in the bones. You're passion-driven. But you can't really be passion-driven unless you're, first of all, promise-driven. And I'm talking about the Christian life, Christian discipleship. And that is the passion that grows in my heart is based upon the promises of God, and some have estimated there are 7,000 separate promise statements in the Scriptures. Well, however many there are, the Bible is filled with hope. The Bible is filled with promises. And my only certainty that everything I do in the purpose is going to make a difference is because I've got a promise to back it up. And when I see the promise and I realize how wonderful it is and that I don't want to live without those promises being fulfilled, that's what stirs in me the passion to then jump into the purpose and be a part of the fulfillment of those promises in something I'm involved in myself. But finally, the way I put it is you cannot be a promise-driven Christian unless, first of all, you're a person-driven Christian. Of course, we're talking about the person of Christ. For example, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1 that all the promises of God are yes to us in Christ Jesus, to which we respond, amen, which is a word that means let it be done, or bring it on, is the way I would say it in modern terms, bring it on. So every promise that God has made, they're all fulfilled in Christ. In fact, they all belong to Christ. They're all about Him. They're all meant to exalt Him when they're finished. So when I see the person in whom are embodied all the promises, and I'm driven by my love and desire to be completely involved with Him, then that's what ignites a new kind of fire in my bones that gets me into the purpose and keeps me in the purpose until the work is done. So it's not that we can't be and shouldn't be purpose-driven, but so many of us start at that end, and then things sort of fade out after a while. You know, we give up, we despair, whatever. And that's because we started at the wrong end. We need to go back and get a new vision of who Christ is now and become wrapped up in Him, and then the rest of it will follow quite naturally.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.